From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has announced the finding of an atypical case of bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease. The approximately five-year-old beef cow tested positive following routine surveillance protocols at a slaughterhouse in South Carolina, but was traced back to a herd in Tennessee. This is only the nation's seventh case of atypical BSE, the last in 2018. And Ford CEO Jim Farley has announced that Ford will keep AM radio in their newly manufactured vehicles in 2024. Farley says after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of the emergency alert system, we've decided to include it in all 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles. The reversal follows action by lawmakers who introduced the AM for Every Vehicle Act and opposition by broadcast associations. Producers who have not yet returned their completed questionnaires, better hurry. Today is your deadline for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service's 2022 Census of Agriculture. Federal law requires everyone who received the Ag Census to complete and return it. NASS Administrator Hubert Hamer says not being represented in these widely used data means risking being underserved. Recipients can respond online at agcounts.usda.gov or by mail.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.